Welcome to Jesus This Way. Article by Richard P. Beaubide. Let us start article reading now. Article title, Who is Jesus, Really Part 2. As we read in, Who is Jesus, Really Part 1, Jesus is not only a documented fact of antiquity. He is the most documented fact of antiquity. If we denied Jesus of his historic documentation, his life, his words and works, we would have to deny Caesar's, Titicus, and all the others. Furthermore, no historic facts would be trustworthy. If we denied the one most documented, how could we in good conscience accept all the others, who are far less documented? Please see article, ML-A-00002. In an attempt to better understand who Jesus is and what he did for mankind, we need to look at sin and understand what it is. To begin with, sin is what separates us from God, and secondly, sin is the most misunderstood provable phenomenon in every single life, society and lifestyle that ever existed since the dawn of man's beginnings. How do I know? Because we have laws to control our sinning behaviors. In the beginning when God created man, his fate was sealed. Once Adam was given the choice of obeying God's command, or following his own desire, his descent was devastatingly quick, and would end in his death just as God said. You see, Adam was not a robot. He was a perfect creature who was given free will. First, for the moment let's assume the scripture is correct, and God made man. You may not believe that, but humor me for the moment, please. The fact is, God knew Adam, the first human, would disobey God's command and fall to the temptation of doing something that he was not supposed to do. So, before the temptation ever happened, God had a rescue plan already in place. Codenamed Emmanuel, God with us, Messiah, the Christ. From the moment Adam ate the fruit that would poison him, Adam displeased God, and in the process genetically altered himself by eating the fruit. In doing this, Adam cursed all his offspring. Nothing Adam could do could ever repair his relationship with God. This sickness is known to us today as sin, and it is hereditary. All of Adam's offspring will now suffer death, and the misery of good and evil, as Adam himself did. What is sin anyway? Sin is a disease similar to a drug addiction. A good example is, often a heroin addict reaches a point when they no longer want to prick themselves with heroin. However, the desire to take the drug becomes so strong the person gives in to their desires out of sheer weakness to a greater temptation to fulfill the craving. Yes. Like chocolate, or sex, yes, even fast driving. This disease is what causes all of the above. We often know we are doing wrong to ourselves and others around us. However, our desire to complete the act that brings satisfaction overcomes us, even though we know it's wrong. This is sin, and it gives us the knowledge of good and evil. We learn of the evil through the warring and guilt that we suffer in our minds or spirit over the wrongdoing we are about to perform. Hence the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. In this condition we're offensive to God. Why? God created us perfect, in alignment with his will. Now his perfect creation is broken and not performing the work that it was intended to do. Man was intended to love God and love his neighbor. Instead he loves himself and seeks to please his own flesh, often at the expense of everyone around him. Even if man wants to entreat his neighbor in love, the reality is, we are imperfect at it on a moment-to-moment basis, making us offensive to God. Interestingly, guilt sets in, and we condemn ourselves for being this way. It's a vicious cycle, and we do it over and over again. Fortunately, God knew there would be those who would see this condition about themselves and want to find relief and escape from a life of the self-serving to godliness, neighborly love and to love God with all their heart, mind and spirit. Here is where the ancient plan of God takes root in a person's mind and frees them from the knowledge of good and evil. The plan reflects on a great hero known as Jesus the Christ. He was first told of by Moses perhaps 3,500 years ago, around the year 1485 BC. Moses explained the condition of man throughout the Old Testament and explains how our condition would continually worsen. He further claimed a child would be born from the seed of a woman, not of a man, but a virgin. This child would be the great savior of humanity, to anyone who would simply believe on his name, receive him in their life and trust in him. The Christ. This Christ would, in fact, be God in the flesh. Many others foretold of a Messiah, and his horrific sufferings and tremendous triumphs. From Moses to Malachi, all would chronicle this plan throughout world history for all of humanity to inspect. All undeniably true and provable with the use of archaeology. And so, Christ is waiting for you. Ask him in your life today. Thanks for reading Mystery and Logic. Please follow me in this prayer if you would like to live for God. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, as you require in your word. I ask you to forgive me of all my behaviors and works that displease you. From this day forward, I will examine my actions and compare them to what the scriptures show as being in line with how you want me to behave. I will act this way for the rest of my life. I also accept the work that Jesus did, which is, he sacrificed himself on the cross at Calvary, for my sake, and the sake of all who accept this work. I believe, and have confidence in your word and will serve you as your word teaches us through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. God bless you for dedicating yourself to God. If you would like, please contact us at 860-210-1396. We would love to hear from you. All text in this article are made available in the refreshable Braille display format for our friends, brothers, and sisters in Christ at JesusThisWay.com. Just go to the accessibility page at JesusThisWay.com.